Now let's move on to the third meaning-oriented code in the richness dimension, mathematical sense-making. This code intends to capture instances in which the teacher or students are making a sense of a mathematical idea or procedure. There are a number of practices that fall under this code, including attending to the meaning of numbers or quantities, exploring the relationships between numbers, noting the relationships between contexts, such as story problems, and the numbers or operations written to represent them, drawing connections between different mathematical ideas or between ideas and representations, giving meaning to mathematical ideas, and reasoning about whether models or solutions to particular problems make sense. In some cases, sense-making may overlap with events already scored in linking or explanations. It may also capture instances that did not meet the criteria to count as a link or an explanation. Like all richness codes, sense-making must be correct in order to count. Unlike the other richness codes, sense-making does not have to be complete or codified. For example, open-ended explorations or discussions with elements of sense-making may count here if they are correct but not complete.